St. Petersburg mayoral candidate Scott Wagman said today that he'll fight charges that his internet link ads violated state laws. Several weeks ago, the Florida Elections Commission told Wagman that the ads might violate state law because they do not contain the disclaimer about who paid for the ads, which would be a violation. But Wagman says that the internet ads are different. The issue concerns small ads, actually hypertext links on websites such as Facebook or Google. Mitch Cates is the campaign manager for Scott Wagman.
These are ad links. They're not ads. They're links to ads. That's the first point that we should clarify. And with Google advertisements, or the Google ad links in particular, you're limited to amount of characters in a space. And the amount of characters that you're limited to are less than the amount that a full disclaimer would be.
When Scott Wagman was informed about this from the State Elections Commission a couple of weeks ago, he brought down those link-throughs, as it were, on Facebook, on Google. Will he put them back up now?
No. Just what we're doing is that we wanted to move forward, or Scott wanted to move forward, to have a hearing to be able to state his case. He's not been found guilty of anything. It was basically that the Election Commission felt that there was cause. They asked, we were given an option of filing what they called a consent order, which would in essence be pleading no contest, or to push forward with a hearing in front of the board. We felt that if he filed a consent order, that he would in essence create a precedent that could basically end all Google and Facebook and those type of mediums in the state of Florida and potentially in other states across the country. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is that Scott felt, that this was in essence a violation of the First Amendment and freedom of speech.
Mitch Cates, and you're looking this over the last week or so, has this come up in other states, or is this Florida law makes it different than issues in other states?
What's interesting is since this issue came up, we've had folks outreach us both within the state of Florida and actually other parts of the country. We've had folks that were experts on constitutional law and felt that we had the Constitution on our side. And the other interesting thing is that this is a nonpartisan issue, that there are folks on both sides of the political aisle that are concerned about the outcome of this case.
Mitch Cates, anything else you want to add about this?
I think what's important to know is that even though this might appear to be a small issue, it's actually a bigger one in that, if this goes through, that it in essence could end one platform of communication that many, many people are turning to as more people look online for information about all candidates, to have any kind of medium cut off because of, frankly, an arbitrary decision, then that's wrong. And that's why Scott Wagman's fighting for this.